You can't hear yourself because you didn't set it up enough.
It's set still for Tech Guide. Hopefully, hopefully the quality of the Tech Guide podcast will shine through.
Within 10 seconds, you've thrown a cross promotion in. Hey?
Like you don't.
10 seconds. Wow. Just by the way, it's 8 o'clock. I'm pretty exhausted. I'm gonna give my guts.
You gonna do what?
I'm gonna give it my guts.
Give it your guts.
Yeah, buddy.
That means try your best.
Yeah.
Is that right?
But
if you fall asleep, I'll just nudge you, or what do I do?
That could be it.
I've had I think in the last 2 days I reckon 6 hours sleep.
Just not a lot. No, I've probably had a touch more because I'm going to bed at like 8 o'clock, but I've been getting up at 1:30, so it's not helpful.
Okay.
It's not helpful. 2 days in a row. And it wasn't my whole week. If I could have mapped it out, so 2 weeks ago, if I mapped out this week, this was going to be a great week.
Yeah,
because it was the end of school holidays, had plenty of stuff to do, good catch up week, you know.
Yep.
And then Apple puts an event on, and a bunch of other things came in.
Yeah,
it's just.
Yeah, I know. It was I set the alarm for 2:30.
For Chinese doctor.
Chinese dentist, mate. Get it right.
That's how tired I am.
Yeah.
Mate, so you might go to the doctor for
right,
a sore tooth.
Right, then reft.
I'm still amazed we haven't made it on Media Watch for that, but anyway.
It's good publicity. Have you, you been on Media Watch?
Mate, please, yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, me too.
I'm on the wall of fame there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two or three times.
Yeah,
bring it on.
I've unfortunately been included myself.
You know what?
It's a badge of honour, mate.
15 or 20 people that make a 10 or 15 minute program a week. What an absolute rort.
Yeah.
Absolute rort.
Let's not tempt
poke
fate.
The beast.
Let's not tempt fate here. Yeah. Will they come up in their media monitors if we mention them?
Definitely not.
Do you reckon they'll be subscribing to Two Blokes?
But we've done it in the first 2 minutes, so it wouldn't take much to find.
Yeah. Jeez, that's shooting yourself in the foot, isn't it? Okay.
All right, let's ignore Media Watch and let's, oh, jeez, I've nearly stuffed that up by pressing
Mate,
that button.
Mate, don't be going there.
Well, okay. I had to remember which button
there.
To push.
Do you know how to use this?
My muscle memory didn't remember.
How tired are
because
you?
For the EFTM podcast, the intro's over here. Oh,
another cross promotion, eh?
Another?
You bag me about cross promotion.
2:30 it took me to cross promote. Six seconds it took you.
Okay.
Hey?
All right. Well,
6 seconds.
We all know that we both have our own separate podcasts.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours,
mate,
brother.
One hand washes the other, mate. That's how it works.
That sounded a lot more.
It's like Washington. It's like Canberra.
I'm not sure whether I want you to wash my hand or scratch my back. I think scratch my back is a preferred option.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Is that what you mean?
Can you not wash my hands? Because I'm not going to wash yours.
One hand washes the other. I quite like that. It's a bit more eloquent than a back scratch.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Bit more
greasy. Mate, I don't want to touch your hand, let alone wash your hands.
And my back could be better.
Because I wouldn't use a. Have you got a hand?
You
use
a hairy back too? Have you?
Oh, what about this for an intrusion? I don't want to break it to you, but just
do you have a hairy back? Yes or no?
Oh, my back is hairy, but not as hairy as yours.
Oh, really?
I'm confident of that.
Okay, yeah, I've got it.
Do you want to have a back off?
How weird would that be?
I tell you,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I tell you, who's got the hairiest back I've ever seen?
Oh, since what? So you go into? Have you been into a Turkish bath lately?
Stand by, Glenn Wheeler.
Really?
So he was.
How did you see his back?
So he was. He used to do. He was obviously presenting radio and some shows at 2GB.
He used to go bareback in the studio.
He used to also do a lot of the promo work. So we'd go do an OB or something, and So he would either get into costumes or whatever, and it's like, mate, whoa, what? That's gorilla stuff,
really.
Like, yeah,
he's wearing a mohair jumper.
Epic,
really.
Mm.
Okay, God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah, good man.
He used to do a lot of infomercials too, eh?
Before his awful accident.
Shout out to him.
You know, he's a good man. I've chatted to him since. He still remembers everything. He's a top bloke, but just debilitated by the accident, unfortunately. So. I bet you he's still got a friggin' hairy back, though. Hey, hasn't done anything to that.
Mate, it's the right time of year to keep him warm.
Would it, though, do you think? I don't think it would.
Yeah. Have you ever?
I've got a great idea.
Have you got a hairy chest as well?
Yes, Stephen, I do.
They reckon you've got a treasure chest because it's sunken.
I don't get it.
You got a sunken chest. Treasure, they call you. You got a sunken chest.
Sunken chest.
Sunken chest. Jeez. Do I have to draw you a picture?
Yeah.
So they call you treasure because you've got a sunken chest.
They call me treasure because it sounds like Trevor.
You still don't get it.
No.
Sunken chest means your chest goes in. You haven't got a very big chest. It's sunken. It's down. It's meant to be an insult. But you never
got it. I don't get it.
You don't get it.
No.
Treasure.
Because no part of my chest.
You know what? What a pirate's
doing? No part
of my
chest goes down.
What part?
It all points out.
What do pirates do with treasure? It's sunk. It's underneath. Sunken chest. They bury the chest. It's a sunken chest. Oh,
but
my God.
I still don't get it.
Still don't get it. All right. Is it because I've had a long day? Tweet Trevor and explain it to him?
Is it because I've had a long day or is it because you're old and it's some old thing?
No. Hang on. How long into it? 5 minutes. That's it. You go to your old faithfuls.
Mate, it's not a record.
I bet it isn't. Yeah, and by the way,
yeah.
I didn't like the little insults flying around on Twitter either.
What?
Our listeners love to just throw that in. You know, and a bloke says, "Oh yeah, I'm a 76er as well. I'm far from old." Yeah, good on you, mate. You were born in 76, and this dude, who was it? They go, "What was his name?"
I don't know.
Yeah. And I said, enough with the older jokes. Come on. Show some respect, please.
But hang on, to be clear, that was about what we were about to talk about, wasn't it? That was someone pointing out that I got it wrong.
Yes.
And I said,
so
I
was kind of a, it was a, it said, was a backhanded compliment.
I said, I'd prefer to be wrong than old.
Yeah. So because you were saying there was no way there'll be air tags.
Yeah, all right.
So Trevor, wrong again.
Welcome to Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Not a bad price.
With Trevor Long from EFTM.com.
Really handy device.
And Stephen Fennec from techguide.com.au.
You know what we do next week?
What's that?
We'll just
another podcast?
No, we'll start the show with the intro. Yeah. We'll just go boom, straight with the intro. And people will be like, whoa, slow down. And everyone will go like back. They'll hit the back button to go, whoa, what do we miss?
That'd be a nice way to fill them.
That'd be hilarious. Anyway, yeah, we're here for episode 483 of Two Blokes Talking Tech. And if this is your first episode, yes, unbelievably, we've made it through 482 prior episodes plus a few extras in between.
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years. And this is the kind of rubbish that's made us one of Australia's most respected podcasts. In fact, I'm just going to say it easily, consistently, Australia's most popular tech podcast. I look at the charts. Yeah, the charts don't talk about downloads. They talk about subscribers and stuff.
We're consistently up there.
In terms of Australian podcasts, it rarely, rarely comes on top of us.
Yeah.
That didn't sound right.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Thank you.
But you're right. You're right.
We do.
They're
do
always
it.
Behind us. Yes.
Also, didn't sound right.
I think we leave that alone.
Two Blokes Talking Tech is brought to you by the great people at Netgear and Arlo. Proud, loyal, long-term supporters of the show, and we'll tell you about them through their home networking solutions and their security camera solution throughout the show. But I'm going to say, Bruce, it's all Apple, buddy. And
it's all Apple.
I've got such a bad
time.
Memory, but I remember Bruce and his Apple hatred comment.
Yeah, well, there's a few. Have you noticed there's always a few narcs around Apple? I remember someone tweeted, like you and I were tweeting during the whole presentation.
Yep.
And when the AirTags came up, which we'll talk about, one bloke goes, another way for Apple to track you. And I went, totally wrong.
Yeah, just 100%
complete
wrong.
Privacy. They just love to bag them out.
Tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. Funny.
Now, this again reminded me how great virtual events are. Because fast, well promoted.
Was it an hour?
My God.
Was it even an hour?
It was 1 hour on the dot.
On the nose. Wow.
On the dot, Stephen.
Mate, they shoehorned it all
in
there.
I remember 20
announcements.
Four of them came in the first 33 minutes.
Wow.
Like it was just bang, diddy, bang, diddy, bang, bang, bang. Wasn't it?
It was, though.
Crazy.
Really, very quick.
Slick
and
as hell.
Really well done. Very polished.
Slick as hell.
And from Apple Park, which we've been there in person,
but
they do. It was virtually from Apple Park.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. And just if you work at Apple, just fast forward. I prefer it.
Yeah.
In terms of coverage, you know. So
you missed out on the hands-on. I think you tweeted.
But in terms of coverage, the keynote, the event,
it's way easier to write it.
There is no way I wouldn't try if I had the choice just of that. I'd say no, give me the virtual because I'm just sitting there. I'm. Screenshots versus photos, downloads, uploads.
Yeah,
mate,
it's tough.
Come on, it's much better. But then, I think this is critical for people. The event, you at home can watch the event as we do. We have no special privilege. Yep. We have no early access. We have no information.
We don't get an early embargo. Mate, look, as we do with other companies, let us do that. We get a full hour or 2 hours with the products. We shoot our videos, take our photos, so we're ready to just press the button at that time. But Apple never, ever, ever do that, and never will either.
And I will. I'll give you an example. You know, inside baseball sort of thing. But you know, I said to the Today Show, "There's going to be an event," and they were like, "What's it going to be?" I'm like, "iPads and maybe other stuff." This is a week out, and we're like, "That's probably not enough." iPads, iPad Pros especially, is not enough for a consumer segment on breakfast TV.
Right.
And I said, "Okay, fine." And then the day before, I looked at every rumor site. I tried to, you know, piece it together in my head, and still I had no confidence around anything that I'd said being wrong, because it is, it's your own guess, and I'm happy to say I was wrong about nearly everything. But
again.
But no one, no, Stephen, you would not have put your...
I picked three.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have ever picked there'd be six.
No.
No way.
Not six.
And so
I knew Apple TV was an outside chance, and it was there.
Yeah.
My definites were iPad, iMac was like a probable to me, not a definite, a probable. AirTags was a probable as well.
Yeah.
iPad was a definite.
And let's be clear, the one I got wrong, everything else I was probable as well. But AirTags, I just never thought they would do, because the product existed and they created the ecosystem. That was the way I saw it, and I saw that wrong. But within 15 minutes, there'd been at least three announcements, and I was already straight away on the email to the producers of the Today Show going, "This is huge. Like, it's a big event." Yeah. I could get the vibe straight away. It's a big event. And they're we're going to have to do two crosses because it's that big, right? So literally, and that's what I'm talking about earlier, where I say, you know, my week was planned out. And even with an Apple event, I thought, I'll be, you know, doing some radio. But then I had to go and do two. It was just a busy day because we didn't know how big it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing radio that day as well. And
so, but it's a sort of event, like, it's a special, not special, it's like a different thing where you're up at Sparrows, right? You're up at 2:30 in the morning. You're up before everyone's still asleep, and all this stuff's happening. Mm. And then as the sun comes up, you've got most of your stuff done, and then all the radio stations start ringing up, and it's a different kind of morning. Hey, you got all your work done, and it's still 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You got everything written.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Like, I wrote six stories by 9 o'clock. I had everything written.
Yeah. So let's kick it off. We're going to go through all six things, and to be clear, and we've put them in order. I'm going to say
in order of importance. We believe the size of the
scale,
product.
Importance, interest, whatever. So we're going to go iMac, AirTags, iPad Pro, Apple TV 4K, iPhone, and podcast. Yep. So let's kick it off with iMac. This, the rumors, the mock-ups were very, very, very close. iPad-like, you know, huge screen, very thin, square, and no bulbous back. You know,
so just
the concept of it was pretty clear.
And colours.
But back 22 years to the Bondi Blue iMac.
That was the first one. And then I think the following year they had all the different colours. Remember that? Did you have one of those?
No,
I had one of those. I had a green one.
Yeah,
I got the green one. And I'd had iMacs from, you name it, I've had iMacs since they first started.
Yeah.
And I remember the green one, that was kind of the first that had like the USB connection in it and all those different, they looked like lollies, the colours.
Yeah. Thing is, we knew this was coming, but there's a lot we didn't know and a lot that's surprising here. So this is a 24-inch iMac and that's it. The bigger version, if it comes and when it comes, I think will be, as I discussed last week, a different processor, a higher-end processor and for a higher-end consumer.
This is a consumer family.
This is your family computer.
This isn't a film editor professional iMac.
My Mac has an iMac, or is it just a HP? Anyway, an all-in-one computer in the kitchen on the bench. That's where the family use a computer, right? It's common to have a computer like this sitting, and because an Apple is so beautiful, and now it's
color-coded,
It's
how many colors? Seven
colors.
Yeah.
In the base model, only four. In the two higher-up models, so the base model's $18.99.
Yep.
Then they go $21.99 and $24.99. That's where you've got options of, I think it's blue, yellow, and purple might be the three exclusive kind of colors up that end.
And the upper models also have two Thunderbolts and two USB-Cs.
Yes, whereas
the bottom ones only have two Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts, yes.
And so but that again...
The Thunderbolt is a USB-C as well.
It
so
is,
it acts as both.
It is, but you can connect to a 6K monitor and daisy chain stuff. A lot of people were asking about, well, I'm gonna need a dock. Like normally there's like four USB ports and a couple of USB-Cs. Like my iMac now has got four USBs, threes and two USB-Cs. So with just two, you're going to have to either do the daisy chain thing or get a dock or like some kind of dongle to connect everything.
I I think you can get confused by looking at it going, there's two Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
In the small one, yes, there's just two USB-C ports, essentially. They're Thunderbolt, but yeah. There's two things to
but
plug in.
It can be USB-C.
But one, you would buy a dock, and that's where you'd plug everything in.
If you want to have a second monitor and stuff like
in
that.
In the higher up, when you can see there's four USB-C ports, or two Thunderbolt and two USB-C ports. You know, however you want to look at it,
but
it doesn't
you can
matter.
Connect to the, you can connect to your stuff, like your printer, you can connect to wirelessly.
Yeah, mate,
your NAS,
honestly.
You can connect to wirelessly. What I've got connected to mine, I've got your external hard drive, you've got to connect to it.
Well, I've got the most recent of the now older look iMacs with the 5K and the
me too. I've
special
got the same
screen
one.
And
same
all that
one.
Stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, but the one that was just I've still got the one that was just released a couple of months ago. I've still got it on loan.
Ah.
And I was thinking about it the other day.
That's got the slightly brighter screen. Is that the one?
It's got nothing connected at the back.
Really?
No, because it's just
mine are all used up.
It's just my computer at home that I use when I need to do some work at home.
Yeah.
So I plug something in if I need to. Like it's not. I don't think it's a big deal.
The other thing they've done too, I really like this: the magnetic power cables, like this woven.
I think it's stupid.
No, listen, the woven.
The cable
cord,
itself.
Yeah, the cable.
Beautiful.
But then the Ethernet connection for the internet goes in the little power brick, so it's not in the back of the computer. That's
so,
smart.
So let me.
It's
be
out
clear.
Of the way.
That part. Brilliant. So that's how you get the bulk.
What's
the
wrong
mass.
With the magnetic thing?
Why is it magnetic? It's a desktop PC.
It's easy to do it.
You only ever plug it in once.
But I think because it's possible to locate it in your home somewhere, it wouldn't be out of the question for someone to maybe pull the cable out. If so, they walk past it, rather than ripping the iMac to the floor,
I think
it's going to pop out magnetically.
I think a desktop
that's
computer
the,
rarely
needs
MagSafe.
Well, isn't it designed to sort of go somewhere? Like it's designed to sit in a, like on a desk or something?
But,
or?
Anyway,
I think I don't mind that feature.
Do you know why it's there? Not because it's a cool magnet. It's because if you build that port in,
it makes it thicker.
It's a centimetre and a half
thick.
That
brings me to another point. This is an interesting little fun fact. There is no headphone jack on the back of the computer.
On the side.
Because it's too thick. It would have been too thin.
Yes.
Too thin to fit a headphone
jack. Your headphone would have come through the front of it.
That's right. So they had to put that on the side to fit it in, which on the left side.
And there's also no SD card slot.
You're right. So that's, again, you need to buy a little dongle.
Mm.
Just like there's no SD card slot. Why would they do that? Because
stupid.
It makes it too thick.
The number one thing
you
port,
could fit that in.
The number one port I use on my iMac is the SD card reader.
Yeah, same.
Throwing cards in all the time.
But so it's definitely not on the side or anything?
Oh, to be honest, I haven't looked, but I don't think it's there.
Just like on the MacBooks. On your laptop.
Yeah.
Why is that? And it's not though. You
remember, it used to be on the 13-inch MacBook Air, but not the 11-inch.
It was brilliant. Yeah, I know. but there would have been room to put a memory card.
No
slot.
Doubt.
Easy. You could have done that.
They've just gone. No, it
Why
doesn't
do they
look
do
good.
That? So they've gone the way of the MacBook, sort of saying no.
So
we'll tell you what to do.
The big thing for me is it's a beautiful design, but color wise, it's so smart. You choose blue. It's a dark, really vibrant blue on the back, but on the front, it's a subtle blue like the iPad Air.
Yeah.
So that it
still
doesn't
got a
really
chin,
strike
though,
your eye. Yeah,
still
it's strange.
Got a chin.
We thought
Pro
that wouldn't happen.
That. Pro won't have
and,
a chin.
But around the screen is white, not black.
Yeah.
To take to focus your eye on the
thinner
screen
bezel.
Too.
But did you have you notice there's
no Apple logo.
No logo on the front. It's on the back, isn't it? Or not there at
no,
all?
No, it's on the back. It's in a
so like the
darker
iPad.
Color.
Like the iPad.
Like the exactly.
And like the iPhone.
And the MacBook. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So when it's a computer that looks good as you walk up to it, as opposed to as well as when you're looking at it.
Yeah,
$18.99 is actually, I think, a good price for a 24-inch iMac.
It's gonna kick ass and take names. It's gonna be good.
And so the $18.99 one has the 7-core M1 with 256 gig of space.
Yep.
The $21.99 has the 8-core M1 with 256 space, and the $24.99 has the 8-core and 512 gigabytes of space.
Now, I don't know if you can upgrade the RAM.
Yeah,
you've got to order it.
The store hasn't been able to click through to the customizing
to customize it. So you it's not like you can.
I'll say this:
once it's configured, you can't open it. It's too thin.
You're completely mad if you add anything because you don't need RAM. These things fly.
Yeah,
and with Thunderbolt, mate, you can plug in one of those Samsung drives. And it's like having extra space. Like, it's just stupid to even think about.
So I wonder what's the max RAM you get. Like, I've got my iMac now. I've got
the RAM,
64 gig of RAM.
But the RAM's incorporated in the M1 processor.
Oh, it is. So it's on part of the system on a chip.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you get like 16 or 32 or something.
You can't customize the RAM. Yes. No, it's not 32.
It's 16.
It's actually quite a low number on, spec-wise.
Okay.
But it's not required because it's a system on a chip.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it's not, you don't have to max out the RAM to get the performance.
You won't even be an option.
Yeah, okay.
There will not be...
Plus, it'll be just too small and thin to even tamper with it, like their laptops. You just can't do it.
The configuration options won't exist.
Right. So you just choose what the existing configurations are, and that's what you get.
And so the only other difference would be at the $18.99, the Magic Keyboard doesn't have Touch ID.
Ah.
So you've got to add that in
if
you want it.
That's a cool feature. I was waiting for that. I'm thinking, well, what's the keeping them from
And the
that?
Keyboard and mouse both are colour-coded as well.
Yeah, as well. That's nice.
Here's my number one question.
Your number one question.
Have they moved the friggin' lightning port on the mouse?
I don't think they have. No, you're right. Because to charge it, you can't use it.
Is there?
Like, I use a Logitech mouse, and that's got the lightning port. The got the USB-C at the front. And you can still use it.
Totally fine.
Yeah. I don't think so.
It's the dumbest piece of Apple design in the history of Apple design.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I don't know. That's a good question.
I've looked at as many renderings as I can.
Couldn't see it?
Couldn't see it.
Yeah. Wow. I don't use a Magic Mouse. What do you use a Magic Mouse?
At home, I do. Yeah.
I've got a Logitech. The Logitech.
I've got a couple of Logitechs.
MX
the
Master.
Yeah, yeah.
The one I've used.
I've got an MX Master on each of the
And the keyboards. Yeah, me too. Love it.
But
I like the colour coding. And the Touch ID, of course. You're going to have to use their keyboard because the Touch ID's there.
Yeah.
That's a smart thing. I was wondering, every time I log into my iMac, I've got to type in a password. I'm thinking, this is so primitive having to do this. Like,
well, you
shouldn't
have to. You got your watch. It should unlock automatically.
Well, now it does. Yeah, that's what I normally do with it, yeah. But for some reason, I've got to tick at the box again. It doesn't do it anymore.
All right. What colour does Stephen Fenech choose?
I'd probably go either blue or is there a green?
Yes.
Green? I'd probably go green just because I had a green iMac back in the day. I'm thinking that'd be...
Yeah, my thought is...
What would you get?
My
thought silver. Maybe silver. Play safe. Safe
no.
go silver.
Silver will be the least selling of them all.
You reckon?
You're about to buy the newest iMac and you want to show off?
Yeah.
I'm going blue. Dark blue.
But, mate, I looked at it and I was a little, to be honest, I was disappointed. I'm thinking...
Because you're looking for a pro
24,
computer.
Come on. I've got a 27 now. I'm not going backwards.
Yeah, but remember, there used to be a 21, so this is a step up for people.
Understand. So what do you think is, when is the timetable... Is it this year you reckon we'll get a Mac Pro? The second half of the year?
Because by the end of this year, we'll have all the Macs in
so
Apple Silicon.
So what are we waiting for?
We're waiting for the 16-inch MacBook Pro. We're waiting for the iMac Pro, I think it'll be called.
Yep.
And a Mac Pro. A cheese grater.
Ah, yeah, right.
And I think there's three different processes.
I think the cheese grater will probably be next year. I reckon that'll be Dub-Dub.
Yes.
The cheese grater. Dub-Dub.
Potentially announced at Dub-Dub, not available.
And not available till like September, October or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. But they might even announce Mac Pro. Because remember, the first Mac Pro, remember in 2017?
Yeah.
That was at Dub-Dub as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you think of the audience of the Mac of Dub-Dub, there's going to be developers and that's their bread and butter.
Spot on.
So I reckon, maybe we'll see the announcement in June, but not hitting...
And I believe call it M1X or M2. I think whatever the next level processor is in the MacBook Pro... 16-inch and in the iMac Pro.
Yeah.
And then there'll be another processor another processor, one up from that, or multiple, the ability to, multi-processor the Mac Pro.
Wow.
Don't you reckon?
Just take my money then, straight away.
Because you've got to remember, a Mac Pro used to have like Xeon processors and stuff like that. It's not anything on the radar.
But how could, I don't understand, I'm going to quote Wall Street here. Like, how many yachts can you water ski behind here? Like, how much power do you need? If M1 just on the MacBook Air is powerful, imagine on the MacBook iMac Pro.
Yeah.
How do you go bigger than that on the Mac Pro then? How do you?
Well, like,
iMac Pro is going to be smoking.
No,
how do you
but
you've got
to remember, we're comparing it to an Intel Core i5 or i7, right?
I suppose.
Whereas when you go to Mac Pro, you're talking about massive multi-core. CPUs like a Xeon processor and all that stuff. So the processing power needs to be equivalent.
So still be ramped right up.
Plus,
through M1.
There's no point doing a Mac Pro or an iMac Pro until Adobe's full Creative Suite is available.
Well, that's coming.
Yeah, but mate, what they've got about Photoshop, but they've got to roll out Premiere.
You reckon?
Premiere, Lightroom, Illustrator, they all have to be ready.
Final Cut Pro's there.
Yeah, but it's a rubbish.
Oh, come on.
Mate, I tried it today again, and I just went, oh, my God, this is so hard.
Yeah.
So much harder. Premiere, just a breeze for me.
That's because I'm used to using Final Cut. So, anyway.
I'm used to making
horses for courses.
Much higher in videos, mate.
Give yourself a rap, why don't you?
So, look, iMacs and pretty much every product we talk about today is on pre-order this Friday and available next week.
April 30, isn't it?
April 30. But I think the iMac might be a bit more of a May thing, isn't it?
Yeah, something, second half of May, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and iPad Pro 2, isn't it? Which we'll talk about a bit later.
Yeah.
But that is also later.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, wow. It's a cracking product. Let us know. Tweet us at Trevor Long, at Stephen Fennick. What colour iMac? Yes. Even if you're not buying one.
Tell us what
colour.
Which
of the seven
what colour
would
and we've
you
got
get?
Pictures of them on our website, so check them out.
Techguide.com.au and EFTM.com.
Now, just to be clear, Trevor was wrong about this. He said, no way will there be air tags. And, yep. and I said, no,
mate,
I think there will be.
I led my story with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Wrong.
And how? Like, has it been, what, 2 years since the big rumors have been around of air tags?
Yeah, it was the iPhone 11 event.
Yeah. So 2 years ago.
Yes.
Where air tags were the whisper. And we kept thinking, oh, the next event. And that's probably why you thought they're never going to come, because the rumor's been around for too long.
Yeah.
But they are here. They've materialized. And the air tags, it's about the size of a 50-cent piece, like a 50-cent coin.
10 cents?
No, it's not.
20 at best.
I've measured it.
No way it's a 50 cent.
Do you want to bet money?
I don't have money.
Do you want to bet money?
Oh, yeah, it would be 50 cents. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Right again. You doubt me, Trev. Don't doubt me. But, yeah, so it's got a white on one side, silver on the back, and it has a – when you unwrap it, so it comes wrapped in plastic, and then you pull out the little tag, the little plastic tag that separates the battery from
and
the terminal.
That's what powers it up.
And then you hear a little chime, and then it's active, and then you just pair it up to you. The little thing appears on the phone, and then you're away. But this is obviously to part of the Find My network. So you attach it to your bag. You've got to buy an accessory, of course, unless you want to just slip it into the pocket of your bag or in your wallet or whatever. If you want to have it attached to a luggage handle or your bag, then you have to buy either a key ring or a loop, which are additional accessories. So it does allow you then to locate your items on the Find My network. Now, how the Find My network, a lot of people have asked me, How does that work? And the best way I can explain it is that the billions of iOS devices in the world, think of them as like mobile phone towers for your AirTags. So think of every iOS device as like a little mobile phone tower that send out these little pings to locate where the AirTag is on the network.
Yep.
So that gives you then a pretty precise location of where they would be. Now, in your home, though, this is what I like. In your home, they did a little demo of this. You can locate stuff within like half a meter, less than that. And if you can, it creates as you're getting warmer, you see the distance reducing. Then an arrow will form to point you in the right direction. Point you in the right direction.
You know, a tile tracker are amazing, and they do say you're getting closer. It's like a game of hot and cold, right? Warm, cold.
Yeah.
But this is phenomenal. All you need to do is move the phone a little bit so that it can get its perspective, and then it points an arrow where you need to walk.
Yeah, it's good.
And it tells you how close you're getting. It's phenomenal
finder. And you can also play a sound as well. There's a tiny little speaker in it.
It's nowhere near as loud as a tile. I'll
really?
Tell you that right
okay,
now.
Right. No. Okay, yeah, no, actually, you're right. Yeah, you can still hear it from a distance, though, the sound. But, I think, and just another thing that, and I've asked this question 58 times this week, is it like Tile? Everyone's making a big deal. Tile have been doing this for years. Yes, they have. Big difference here is, A, it's Apple, right? So it's official. B, the network of iOS devices and other devices, just billions of Apple products are now going to be far more accurate. So they're going to be so much easier to find your stuff.
So because you describe it as mobile towers. I've been describing it as your search party. So every single Apple device becomes part of your search party looking for your device.
And to be clear, we should let people know that your phone, if it happens to be nearby pinging an AirTag, you don't even know it. It's anonymous.
Yes.
And it's private end-to-end as well. So there's no privacy. The only person who can see the location of your AirTag is you on your device only. And it all stays on the phone, doesn't go to servers. So Apple, again, really emphasizing the fact that your privacy is respected and that it's secure as well.
And there is a kind of elephant in the room, which has kind of been reported, I believe, but I don't really read what goes on the internet because it's mostly rubbish, but people talking about them being used as trackers. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So let's
another way. Yeah, I told you earlier.
Go to the extreme, and let's talk about a couple who've separated. You know, they had a bad relationship. You know, she's broken up with him.
Okay. And where's this going?
How many times do you get calls saying, like, or your emails, and they're not calls you take on air, but they're like, you know, someone who thinks there's someone stalking them, but they think there's some app on their phone where they're tracking them.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's not. So just calm down. But if you put an Apple AirTag in, if I put it in your backpack, then what will happen, to be very clear, what will happen is I will be able to see where you are because it's my AirTag in your bag. And
so you're saying someone could slip it in.
And you've got an iPhone, so your iPhone becomes that mobile tower search party and I'll be able to see your location. But here's what happens. Around the end of the day or when you get home, because Apple knows where you live, you get a notification saying there's an AirTag near you and the owner knows you will be able to see your location.
Right.
They can open the Find My app and they can see whose AirTag it is, the Apple ID of that person.
Right.
It tells them for how long they've been, it's been in there near them.
Yep.
And it even shows them where they've been in that time. And critically, that person can click a button and find out how to disable, which is take the battery out.
Right.
So, yes, in theory, but unlike a tile or anything else, Apple is pushing out a notification to people who are near an AirTag for a long period of time, like that's not their own.
Right.
That's a pretty remarkable ability to do that. I think that should be applauded.
If the person who owns the tag can mark it as lost as well, isn't it?
So that's a big deal.
You get the notification saying, "Oh, there's a tag near you," you tap it like you'd like in a payment, and all your say it says Trevor Long and your phone number, then you can contact that person. Say, "I've got your keys
that's
here," or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's smart, isn't it?
Man, it's very good. The network is extraordinary.
Wonder what Tile's doing right now.
They're shitting themselves.
But there is not. I still think that there's still room for two because Tile have like
they've got the
ones
Android
with
mate.
Sticky.
Mate, but they've also got 50% of the market potentially.
Of course. But they've also got tiles that can stick to things. Mm. They've got a wallet shaped tile. I've got one in my wallet right now.
Yeah.
So there's a wallet shape. So they're still in the market. They're not. This isn't going to kill them.
No, but they've got to be smart. Here's what they need to do.
Yeah.
They need to release a tile with Find My. So it's Find My compatible.
Yeah, so it's third party compatible.
So that they continue.
If you can't beat them, join them.
So they continue to service that market.
Of course.
And what I would do is make it exactly the same look as the existing tile, square.
Yeah.
With a keyhole. Because the keychain hole, because the current AirTag doesn't have that.
No,
you've got to
buy the accessory.
You spend $45 on an AirTag or $149 for four of them. You've got to spend another 20.
$45. No, they start from $45.
No, the Belkin ones are $20.
Of course.
So you can spend $20 or $30 to get an accessory of some sort.
So you're right, there's no hole in it. You're right.
I've seen tonight that, and one of the boys from the Man Cave, and I'll show you a photo, Steve, has already done this, even though he doesn't have an AirTag, 3D printed.
Ah, smart.
3D printed keychain holder.
Very smart.
Produced quick, simple, and downloaded off the internet. So that exists.
Wow. Okay.
So
people
I think
are very resourceful.
Tile look at it and go, so great product, Apple, but we've nailed this already. So let us give you an AirTag, it's a tile with Find My, with Find My is the official logo.
And there's no reason for them not to accept that. They want the people, because they've got
Chipolo. Yeah. There'll be others.
Yeah.
And it's actually what they can do, as I understand it through my conversations with Apple, is Tile can release a product that says works with Find My, but when you set it up, you choose. Is it a Tile app or a Find My?
Yeah,
so
right.
You can choose as a user.
That's smart.
Which is smart. So
very good idea.
But what it does do is it takes millions of potential Apple Tile users out of the search party for other tiles.
Yeah.
So my wife and I, when we convert to AirTags, because we will, although Amanda texted me. She said, "We're not getting rid of our tiles." I said,
"Okay, because you've been using it for ages."
I said, "Sorry, breaking news. You read my website?" And she goes, "No, I saw it on Facebook." Okay,
she said, "I read it on Tech Guide."
No. She read me say in a comment on Facebook that I'm going to replace our tiles.
Yeah,
she said that company has saved our bacon at least twice. I wrote your bacon because you lost the bloody keys. So that kind of affinity, that loyalty.
Absolutely.
She said, "Does loyalty count for nothing?" I said, "Absolutely, you're right. It doesn't. It counts for nothing."
No, but there'll be a lot of customers who've had Tile. They're not going to suddenly throw away their tiles and get the
AirTags. Which is why, if I'm Tile, I'm jumping on this today and going, right, we've got a product for you that works with Apple Find
My. But the attitude, like I said, has got to be, if you can't beat them, join them. Because if they're on Find My, then, you know, the rising tide lifting all boats here. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
So that it's not really, if the customer does have a tile already and they want to say, okay, I'm going to just put them all together on Find My,
yeah,
I think that's a smart move.
And by the way, the setup process that Stephen went through, it's kind of like every other Apple product, the headphones.
When you get AirPods,
it pops up on the screen. Yeah. It's so very really Apple. Easy, yeah.
You got to name it. You choose the name for
but
it.
But you need iOS 14.5.
Exactly. And it's not out till... we're recording this on a Thursday, so it's not out till next week.
Yeah, I suspect it'll be out by the 30th so that it's ready for the day all this stuff launches.
iOS 14.5, my information is it'll be early next week when it's out.
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
Plenty of time for the release.
Well, we have to be talking about this. We have to release this podcast after 11 o'clock.
After 11 o'clock tonight, yes.
So when we'll talk about another product later, and that product came with iOS 14.5. So
that's correct.
As did yours, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course it did.
Well, I was just checking because I subscribed to the private beta on my older phone just before I then went, oh, you know what, I'm going to actually just switch to the other phone and check
I thought the update would have come. I put my iPhone 12 Pro Max next to it. And the little notification came
had
up.
Had the
software
settings.
Update. Yeah, and then I'm thinking, oh, okay, I can update it. And it wasn't there.
No.
Yeah, so it'll be next week. But no, you're right. My iPhone came with, the purple iPhone came with iOS 14.5.
All right.
Shot a video, mate. We've done it. It's all ready to go.
AirTags, cracking little product. I really enjoy them. And you can find out more at techguide.com.au and EFTM.com.
Two blokes talking tech, supported by our great mates at Arlo. And you know what? It's getting colder. You got a jacket on. Have a look at you.
Oh, mate, I was wearing this jumper and a big jacket today. It was that cold.
What comes with colder days, though, mate?
Ooh. I don't know.
Shorter days. So it gets darker early, see? So you can protect your home and your loved ones with the Arlo Pro 3 floodlight camera.
Oh, mate, my favourite of all my Arlos is the floodlight.
Because you can then see, like, my one, it's so bright, it lights up my whole front driveway. I could shoot a Hollywood movie out there.
We don't have another light at the front of the house.
Yeah.
We actually have no lights.
It's great.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it, too, it connects directly to Wi-Fi, and it's wire-free. It does come with a large battery, so the battery does last for some time. It doesn't, the typical Arlo smaller battery, this is double the size, like the Essential XL, you know that one with the big battery?
Yep.
So install that anywhere within Wi-Fi range, really easy to do because of its wire-free design. So it gives you flexibility then to place it in dark areas on your property. There might be a set of stairs that you want to be lit up when you're around, so you can set it so it reacts to motion, and that way, you know, improve the safety in the evening and early morning darkness. The Pro 3 floodlight camera, it really gives you that option to, you can put it in a tree, in the backyard, lights up every inch of my front yard. It's really bright, and you can do that yourself. Like the driveway too could be a good thing where you put it.
Yeah.
That could be really, that's bright, pitch dark at night. Having the Arlo Pro 3 floodlight, that's where actually I've got mine. Mine lights up my driveway.
Yep.
That's really makes it easier. Even not only for you, but if say you're expecting deliveries, like meal deliveries at night or something, it lights up the path for them as well. So yeah, anything that gets your food here better and safer is all right in my books. So of course, if there's any intruders, it's going to light them up like they're in a Hollywood movie, and they're going to be thinking,
and
"I'm out of here."
It's still an Arlo camera,
yes.
So it's recording the motion, alerting you to the motion. It can tell you whether it's a person, an animal, or a vehicle.
Yeah.
With the Arlo Smart subscription,
fantastic. If you want to find out more, visit Arlo.com about the Arlo Pro 3 floodlight camera. Arlo.com.
I have a confession to make.
What's that, Trent?
During the virtual conference.
What are you going to say here?
It was a one-hour thing.
Yeah.
My 35 minutes, just so much action. I pretty much tuned out when they got to the iPad Pro.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep?
At that point, I went, I've just got too much to do.
You zoned out already, seriously.
Oh, I got so much to do. I need to write. I've got to write a script for the today. I just went, I've got too much to do.
Uh-huh.
I know you're about to release an iPad Pro. I know it's going to have a mini LED screen. And the surprise to me was M1 processor.
M1, me too.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
They've put a literal laptop processor in an iPad
tablet.
Pro.
Yeah, amazing. Didn't you love it how they... They had him.
The Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
Tim Cook.
Funny.
That's just unbelievably ridiculous.
Mask off. So slick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he pulls the mask off, and there's Tim Cook putting the M1 chip into the back of the iPad Pro. Very smart.
Well, see, you know what's really funny? I'll tell you that I watched that whole thing, and I went, oh, my God. Like, are they allowing third parties to use the M1? Are they putting this in PCs? Like, in my head, I'm like, what's happening here?
At that part, right, it wasn't clear it was an iPad. So at that
part... That's what I mean.
At that part, I'm thinking, because they've just done the iMac, right?
Yes.
So I'm seeing this person with the M1 chip, and I'm saying, please be the iMac Pro, please. I was pleading with the screen.
See, it's weird. I literally went...
I thought it was another iMac.
So I was looking at the guy who played the robber, and I thought, is he like the PC dude from the Mac and PC ads? I don't know. I'm trying to remember who he was, right? I'm trying to make some sense of it. And I literally thought, is Lenovo going to get M1? I'm literally going, what is happening here? No. It was so weird.
But it was right after iMac. And I'm thinking, oh, please be the iMac Pro, please. And then, because you know what? I was equally surprised to see it versus the iPad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
No one picked that.
No
one. Everyone thought it was Bionic. Everyone thought it was going to be A14 or 15 Bionic, whatever we're up to. So that was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
And is M1, though, to be clear, M1's in both the 11 and the 12.9. Is that right?
Yes.
But the 12.9's got the XDR display with mini LED. Is that only in the 12.9?
Yes.
So the 11's got the regular liquid.
You're
retina.
Asking me questions.
Yeah. But that's how
about
I understand
the section
it,
of the show
that you didn't watch.
Yeah. That I broadly
that's
did not watch.
That's my understanding. And they, I asked the question. I said, well, why?
What was your briefing on today?
iMac and podcasts.
Okay, so I got that tomorrow morning.
So I asked the question. I said, was that an engineering decision? What, you just couldn't fit that screen into that small? You didn't want to. And I think the answer to that question was that 12.9 is probably the one that the professionals are going to go for. The 11 is probably not for your casual user. So they thought, let's spec that up to that special screen. Yeah. But they've both got M1 though. They're both M1 speed. Is that right? I'm pretty sure both the 11 and the 12.9 have M1. Let's just go with that.
I'm going to open up the website. The okay.
Yeah. That's right. The difference.
Wow.
Is the
their
screen.
Website now says Apple has a plan. Earth won't wait.
Yeah.
Good on
saw
you.
Saw that. Saw that. I think it's M1 throughout.
View
and the 12.9 gets the superior.
So what I'm
screen.
Wondering is if the processor differs like it does in the iMac, for example. You know, whether it's got less cores or something. Do
maybe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Yes, it does.
I wonder that.
But the they still obviously work with Apple Pencil, and of course 5G now. They've both got 5G connectivity. iPhone 12, as you all know, was the first Apple product to have 5G on board. So it was a no-brainer. It was going to have 5G. We got that right.
This is another one that it's an order on the 30th, but not available till
second
late
half of May. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a busy month next month, I think, mate.
Yeah. All right, tech specs, here we go.
Yeah.
Tech specs, here we go.
M1?
For the 11? I'm scrolling down. Just bear with me on the whole stretching,
great
buddy.
Podcast.
Stretching.
Great podcast.
All of them, both of them have 8-core M1, 8-core GPU, 16-core neural engine, 8 GB of RAM. Oh, here we go. 8 GB of RAM
on the 12.9.
This is both models. Yeah. Both models have 8 GB of RAM on 128, 256, and 512 gig storage models, but 16 GB of RAM on the 1 TB and 2 TB.
That's right, extra storage.
2 TB of storage.
That's massive.
With a 16 GB RAM, 8-core M1 processor on a 12.9-inch iPad Pro.
What,
are you kidding me?
Will that set you back? What will that set you back? Is that that's $2,000?
Space gray, 12-inch, 2 TB,
$2,300.
Do you want 5G?
Yes.
$3,549.
You're joking, really?
Oh.
Wow. It's a powerhouse. That's more storage than a MacBook.
Yeah.
So MacBook Pro has less storage than that. Can you spec it up to MacBook Pro to 2 TB?
MacBook Pro?
Yeah.
A 13-inch?
I don't think you can.
A 13?
Yeah.
The M1?
Well, the M1, whatever M1 product.
All right.
I don't think you can get 2 TB into a
Let's
MacBook Pro.
Let's do more great podcasting.
Anyway, I'll fill while you're talking there. The other thing, too,
you can
is
add
that
16 gig. Yes, you can go 2 TB, 16 gig, and it's $3,399.
So
it's
that's
more
cheaper.
Expensive to get an iPad Pro with 16 gig of memory and a 2 terabyte storage.
You know why? Because iPad Pro's got 5G built in. MacBook Pro doesn't.
Well,
5G, that's why.
We've discussed this.
That's why.
It also has a mini LED screen.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Wow.
And look, the customer who buys that is not going to have a MacBook Pro as well. What do you think? Or are they going to have both?
Mate.
Customer's going to choose either that. They need the touch screen.
Let me tell you
convenience.
This. They're doing very well.
They're doing very well if they can afford that. Yeah, well, you'll be getting one then because you're doing very well.
We can
both afford those ones.
I'm definitely buying the iMac though.
Oh, mate. I'm going to do a hammy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy it so fast.
No, but you're talking about the Pro.
Oh, I'm going to buy the Pro.
The standard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't want the big one?
I'll get
the you're going to get that as well?
I'll get that.
Oh, you're doing very, very well, Trev.
We get it.
You're doing very well. Yes, we get it.
But okay. It's tax time, mate. The Pro ain't going to come out this financial year.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Might put that up in my studio or something.
Currently being audited, so I may as well just throw caution to the wind,
mate,
eh?
Get it in there. Isn't that? What's that feel like? Does that feel like someone...
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the private feed. Yep. Okay. It's great. It's great. You bring that up, all right. Anyway, look, it's expensive. It's a powerhouse.
But, mate,
I genuinely don't know who it's for.
Well, I think it's for the... Because it's got the XDR screen, so it's got HDR, all of that stuff on board. It's for that creative professional who needs to edit on the go, filmmaker, videographer. The camera apparently is better on it as well. Front-facing. Has that got a HD camera too now?
Yeah.
In the front or not? Or is that just the iMac?
No, it's a... There's something new about... How bad?
Something new.
I tuned out. What about you?
No, I was there.
You've got nothing.
I was hanging in there.
Really?
Where are you? You got the website in front,
yeah.
So
yeah,
I've got to
go back.
How hard is it?
I've got to go back.
But I think and here's another thing
too.
Because
camera, ultra wide, 10 megapixels.
That's
ultra wide.
Yeah, we need the center stage. Center stage. So it's got the ultra wide.
Preparation's everything, mate.
It centers you in the frame, which I think is really cool. Especially you got to think of the number of video calls we're doing nowadays. That's really smart. The iMac has the same thing, does it? Does that have center stage or no? No, it
but
doesn't. The iPad has.
Holy crap, I didn't mention that. The iMac has a 1080
front-facing
camera. Do you remember I mentioned that?
Yeah.
Last week? We're talking about a laptop?
I don't know.
That came out, and I'm like, it doesn't have a full HD
I remember you saying that.
Camera. That's outrageous. Yeah. In a post-COVID world, outrageous.
The other thing we were outraged.
Microsoft Surface laptop.
Exactly. The other thing we were outraged about was that there's no 5G or 4G SIM card slot in the
computer. I'm more outraged about a 1080 camera than that, to be honest.
But now I think in this COVID world we're living in, people are realizing, companies are realizing, just like Microsoft have, they're realizing that people need these convenience features to have good quality video conference, you know, FaceTime calls. So that's a real shift in that need for those features.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, but no, I'm the thing with the iPad Pro, a 12.9 inch. It is I think 0.3 millimeters thicker. Because of the screen?
Than the current.
So
than the 11.
Yeah, so you'll need, if you've got last year's keyboard case, it won't fit. If you buy the iPad Pro this year and you had the keyboard case from last year, won't fit. You've got to get the new keyboard case, which is also, there's a version in white as well. Have you seen that? The white keyboard case?
Oh.
But the new keyboard case is backwards compatible with last year's iPad as well. Do you get that?
Right. Mate, I've got a headache.
Yeah. But that the reason it's slightly thicker is because they had to fit the mini LEDs in the backlight. So it's just slightly thicker.
But isn't that interesting? Because doesn't the mini LED replace something else? Doesn't that save some space or something?
It doesn't, apparently. It needed like 0.3 of a millimeter extra.
Yeah, right.
Ever so slightly thicker.
Fair enough. All right, well, details.
That's a cracker. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I'll be honest with you. Details of the iPad Pro, techguide.com.au.
You haven't. Didn't you write it at all?
No.
You did not write that at EFTM.
I was exhausted.
How do you not do that? My OCD would have killed me. I would have had to have had something on my website about that.
Just didn't have time.
Okay. My OCD would have killed me. Anyhow.
I chose, in my limited time, I chose to write about something else.
Okay.
Podcast.
That's you, mate. You're the editor of EFTM, not me.
Thank you for noting that.
Mate, I respect that.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fenech.
Now, Apple TV 4K. this is a timely announcement because I've got a little confession to make. I don't like the old remote control. The Apple TV 4K remote control, it's a bit fiddly.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
It is a little hard to navigate sometimes.
Yep.
Which is why I never use it. I've got my Apple TV programmed into my Control 4 control system in here, so I don't even need to use the Apple TV remote.
Yep.
But I do applaud the fact that Apple TV 4K looks, the actual box looks the same, but they've redesigned the remote.
It's
the Siri remote.
Like it's
really good.
It's got the Siri button on the side.
Yeah, it's smart.
The circle is now like a jog wheel.
Like a little jog wheel and five directional keypad. So it's a lot more intuitive. And you can control your TV. You can. There's a volume control. You could do that
did
last
time. Did you know that you could use your AirPods with an Apple TV?
Your AirPods with it? So you mean to talk to it?
Just to listen to, like, to watch a late night movie.
Okay.
Did you know that?
On last year's one,
yeah,
could you do that?
Like this, that was
yeah,
just
pretty sure.
That was just a fleeting mention, and I went, I did not know that.
It's like, you know, when you pair your AirPod, it goes to all your devices in iCloud. So when I want to listen to my laptop with AirPods, it's just there. So yeah, I didn't know that. I just never done it.
Because my
Apple TV is in this room. It's in the theatre here.
Yeah,
and so it's pumping through the speakers.
Would rarely do anything other than just fire that.
Just
puppy
go
up.
Hard, mate. Go hard or go home.
Yeah.
But Apple TV, though, what impresses me here is that they've still managed to squeeze out some improvement here, and by that I mean they've now got these higher frame rate improvements. Mm. So I think it's now got the Apple A12 Bionic chip.
Yep.
So the graphics processing, video decoding, audio processing is now a lot better. So you can now do high frame rates like 4K at up to 60 frames a second, which it might not sound like much, but you'll notice a much smoother, clearer image at that higher frame rate.
Yep.
Normally, 4K is played at 30 frames per second on a lot of things.
Yep.
But doing it at 60 is a big difference.
The thing that stood out to me most about the 4K Apple TV 4K announcement was the idea that you can use your smartphone, hold it up against the screen.
Yeah, the color balance. Yeah.
The TV flickers a bunch of colors. Your phone, the camera, the light sensor recognizes it all. And then the Apple TV adjusts its output so that you get a better quality TV picture. That's mind-blowing.
That is, I can't believe a TV company hasn't thought of that before.
It's spot on.
Why hasn't Samsung thought of that?
Yeah, Samsung. They've got a connected phone. Yeah. It's all there. Hold your phone up, mate. They will have that for 2022.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's a key difference between Apple and other companies.
Yeah.
Apple, yeah, it's about the experience, but it's also about the quality. They want it to be quality.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Samsung did that as well, but that little feature can make a massive difference.
Right.
And they showed a little before and after color balance, and it looked really improved the image. So that's applaud Apple for that.
Yeah.
But the new remote, I agree, it's sick. That's really nice. It's got still, I think it's got lightning connection to power it. Siri button on the side. So just like your phone now, because you can press your side button for Siri now if you don't want to say, hey, you know what. And I think, is that made of like anodized aluminium?
Yeah,
it's metal?
It's definitely a solid little
Much
little
more
unit.
Robust, isn't it?
Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah. And it starts at $249. Pre-orders again starting April 30. Release set for the second half of May. Second half of May is going to be a bonanza.
And I was reading some stuff that kind of suggested that this was an indication that Apple is suffering like everyone from chip shortages and this kind of stuff because they're having to, you know, kind of slowly ramp up production and get stuff happening. Because all this chip shortages globally, stopping cars being built and everything, it's
PlayStation.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Isn't that one of the reasons why PlayStation 5 is delayed? Is they're waiting on components?
Allegedly.
And
but
chips and stuff.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
I had a bloke the other day tweet me. He was in Brisbane. And he said he pre-ordered with JB in the first wave.
Yeah.
Still hasn't got
still one. Waiting. 6 months ago.
And I said, mate, that's disgraceful.
Wow.
You get your money back if you've had to pay something. Yeah. And I'll make sure that you get one in the next wave from someone who actually sells the bloody things to people and doesn't over... People, these companies are overselling their own supply.
So they've got a whole bunch of money and the people haven't got what they paid for yet.
I really don't agree with that in any way, shape or form.
It should have been like a deposit or something, then you pay the balance.
Yeah. So not a fan of that, but anyway, that's a whole other world.
That's by the by. But Apple TV 4K, big thumbs up from me. Can't wait to give that a crack in the theatre here to see the improved higher frame rate 4K at 60 frames per second, baby. That's the way to go.
At that point, are you finally going to invite me around to watch a movie?
Hey, mate, I've invited you many times.
When?
I've said to you, you just saying, come here and watch a movie.
Just saying it doesn't mean it.
Mate, if you want to watch a movie right now, we'll work.
Yeah, I've been up since 1:30. I want to sit here and watch a frigging movie with you.
Well, next time, we'll put Star Wars on for you.
Okay, that's a no for
me. Or Cars 3, which you said better was better than Star Wars. Yeah.
Mate, is that available in 4K, 60 frames, et cetera, et cetera?
It'll be on 4K, but I don't think it'll be 60 frames a second. No.
How will we know? How would that be indicated?
On disc. No, I could
on
the
Apple TV
info.
I'm talking about.
On Apple TV, yeah, probably.
Would there be another little indicator on things that's going to say whether it's 60 frames per second?
Maybe. But it's all about the device, whether it can handle it or not, though. But also the product.
You know how when you get it.
It has to be produced.
You know when you set up
well.
Two TVs, you set up an Aldi TV and an LG TV and you open up Netflix. The Aldi one just says HDR because it's got a HDR screen. You go to the other one, it says Dolby Vision. All this extra stuff.
That'll be the deciding factor. Yeah.
You know, that I'm wondering whether.
Yeah. Well, the TV's got to be able to handle it for a start.
Yeah.
And, and whether the content has been produced at that frame rate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it should be interesting. I wonder how they... You're right, I wonder how they're going to label that. They're going to probably have a little symbol, 4K, 60 FPS or something.
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be something...
That'll be smart.
Especially in the Apple iTunes movie store.
And you'll notice it too. You will notice the clarity.
Really?
And the smoothness
of
the image.
See, I doubt that, so this is why I want to see them.
I'll put it side by side.
I want to have your original Apple TV and the other one side by side, big screen, all that, and so I want to...
There'll be less.
I want to watch 5 minutes of something. I won't see it. I'm telling you, my eyes don't see that stuff.
There'll be less stutter and less sort of.
My eyes
just don't see it. Less judder in the image. Yeah, no,
I won't notice it. Okay, I'm confident of that because my eyes just don't see that stuff. All right, Two Blokes Talking Tech. Let us know what you think. Go and tweet us at Trevor Long, at Stephen Fenwick.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fenwick.
If you're like me and you've got too many devices on your Wi-Fi network, and last time I looked, we were topping out at 70+, you need a better Wi-Fi network. Simple as that. And
I bet your networks aren't named after Star Wars characters.
No, because I'm not a complete goose.
How many networks you got at your place?
Just one, mate.
Just one. Yeah, is that okay?
Because multiple networks creates congestion, Stephen, and
you
that's not efficient for your Wi-Fi device. Okay. It's just another bit of advice here from
the I love it when people come over and go, which should I use, Obi-Wan Kenobi or C-3PO? I say, no, maybe give Darth Vader a try. I've got Han Solo as well.
Is that what your way of saying something awful to someone? I don't understand. Again, I'm not getting the joke.
Because people ask, my daughter tonight, because she was downstairs doing something. She's normally up in a room, whatever she's doing, but she was downstairs today and she said, should I use Obi-Wan Kenobi or Darth Vader? That's the network. I think she used a different network upstairs. Anyhow, what were you saying, Trevor, about the Orbi?
It's quite tragic. Orbi, get one. the Wi-Fi 6
For
Orbi.
More information, go to
netgear.com.au. Wi-Fi 6 Orbis were capable of, there's two different versions, one of them capable of 40-plus devices, the other one engineered beautifully for 60-plus devices. The Orbi Wi-Fi 6 gives you a mesh network, so you've got the speed of your internet that you're paying for with the Wi-Fi that gives you that consistent speed across the whole home. And that's what you want most. So if you're suffering any Wi-Fi black spots or congestion, go to netgear.com.au.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
So the fifth thing in our list of announcements is the iPhone 12 in purple.
Yay!
All right, sixth thing.
Well, I think we should give it a bit more.
All right,
it's purple.
It's a lilac.
I've got mine. I'm using it.
It's my phone.
Yeah, I've got it. I've just set it up. I have all my stuff on it.
I have in full breach.
And it's got 14.5.
In full breach of the NDA. I've shown this to many people today.
Oh,
mainly chicks.
Don't be saying that on the record, mate.
I don't care. Because
that was Trevor, by the way, not me.
No, I
haven't shared mine to anyone.
Put it this way, I was in the hills of Dalesford in Victoria, and I made sure that no one took photos. But I asked a few chicks. I needed to know if
this
chicks
is
dig it.
This is your pickup line. Check out my purple iPhone.
Yeah.
And what was the reaction,
Trevor? I actually don't mind the colour myself.
I really like it. I rate it.
But I'm not confident I could rock it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it suits me.
You reckon it's a bit effeminate?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
But I think some stylish people could absolutely rock it.
I like the colour purple.
So I went on the assumption it's
a great movie.
Female-skewed device. Yeah, well done, Oprah. is that right?
Oprah was in it.
No.
Good work, mate.
I love having pop culture knowledge.
Tell me two other people that were in that movie.
Her co-stars.
okay. one Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep.
And Danny Glover.
Yeah, good. That was great. Yep. Great movie.
What other movie was Danny Glover in?
Lethal Weapon.
Good work, Trevor. I'm proud of you, mate. I'm proud of you. You know, you remember it. That's awesome. We can watch that if you want. Can I put it on now? Lethal Weapon for you?
Anyway, I wanted to know if it was attractive. Like, if it stood out.
And so what did the chicks say? I like how you called them chicks.
The three,
is that what you said, chicks?
What did they used to say on Acropolis Now? Chicks, chicky babes. Do you remember that? Well, you can't say that anymore, can you?
No, I don't know. Not, I wouldn't say that. No.
Three cheeky babes.
Three cheeky babes.
God, it was a different time.
Were you in a Valiant?
No.
Well, this is the colour of the Valiant. Yeah, wasn't it a purple Valiant?
I don't think it was this colour.
Was it a purple Valiant?
I don't think it was this colour. This is a
lilac. But it was purple, though, wasn't it?
Anyway,
yeah.
Overwhelmingly, shock and awe and interest. Like, very impressed with the colour, liked the colour,
okay.
Would buy the colour.
So hang on. So you're telling me that there were chicks at the car launch today, right? So it was more a lifestyle thing.
No, they worked at Nissan.
Okay, right. Yep. So it was another chick journalists, female journalists, I should say.
I'm going to say it was outrageous. There was only one female journalist there.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Is the car journalism very much a male dominated?
It is. Yeah, it is.
It's very much men.
Yeah.
So there's only one
that I saw there yet today.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Anyway,
so mate, I've stretched this out as far as I can.
With the
it's
people
purple.
At Nissan that maybe produce a car like this colour?
No, because that's ridiculous.
I don't mind it. I've got to say, it's grown on me. I've set it up and I've been using
Daniel
it.
Daniel Ricciardo has a lot of purple in his helmet and stuff. I think in the right circumstance, it goes good.
There are a lot of people who like purple. Yeah. Purple's a colour for people. Do you remember?
Are you also trying to drag this out? Because I think we're done.
Because Prince was a big purple fan. You know,
yes.
Prince?
Purple Rain.
More than 5 years ago.
I was in New York when that happened.
Yeah.
That was full on.
And he was all about purple. So, no, there's a lot of fans of this colour. But I think only Apple. Oh, no, Samsung have made announcements about like existing devices with different colour schemes. I've written about them.
But that's very Samsung just to release, you know, a special
a
edition.
Red one or something, yeah.
Has Apple ever released a phone with no difference other than colour?
No.
Exactly.
Unless it's a product red, something product red.
Maybe, but I don't think a phone. Even a product red phone always launches with the rest
with
of them.
With them, you're right. So I wonder why didn't they do this at launch? They thought, you know what, let's hang back with this one. Let's hang back with purple. Let's wait till April and just go, boom, purple, boom.
Like, I reckon it's a strategy to go, what impact does it have on their flow of sales? Because think of it this way. Imagine it
it's
goes
like another
good.
Launch.
Imagine it goes good and they can do multiple, like three colours a year.
Yeah.
You know, three extra launches in the year, creating these special editions and stuff.
I was hoping this would be available in the Pro Max as well. Pro and Pro Max.
No, the Pro and Pro Max are very, you know, straight down the line, straighty 180.
That would look great, though, with that metallic sort of, although it's a bit glass back, but the stainless steel in this colour would look awesome.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's subtle. Anyway, I'm literally dumb.
Okay. iPhone. My purple. Story's going to be two lines long. Here's the iPhone 12.
I hope you're joking, because that's what I'm doing.
It's purple.
Yep.
And that's it'll be like four paragraphs.
I'm going to try and keep it to two.
All right. Have you already written them, or are you going
to
do that?
No, I'm going to have to. I'm just finishing the AirTags one while we're sitting here.
Is that right? Good on you. That's great. Glad you're paying attention.
I've just used Obi-Wan Kenobi to upload all my images. Thanks,
mate. Is
that
right? Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
And, you know, last but
absolutely
maybe
not least.
Not least, yeah.
No, I put this in my top four.
Okay. Why did we put it last then?
I thought it was a good way to end because
product and then software.
It's very going to be very inside baseball for us.
Yeah, well, podcasts, Apple Podcasts subscriptions. So you can create channels, create subscriptions. So you could, for example, Two Blokes Talking Tech could become a subscription only channel where if you want to hear the show every week, you'd pay a small fee per month.
Mm-hmm.
The other model would be if you want to have access or early access to the show or access to extra content, preview content, So there are a few ways that creators can take advantage of this.
Yeah.
And, of course, there'll still be still stuff that's free.
There's so much to unpack with this, though, mate, because for me, I went, oh, mate, we're ahead of the game here. Having the private feed, which for those who are new to it, there was a limited number of people we could invite into that.
Yeah.
And it we release it as content, and then every couple of weeks I remember to release them back to public. So you're basically getting early access, a couple of weeks early.
If you're in the private, which is free, we didn't charge you around for that. So there were certain number of spaces. They got it the week that we recorded.
But
so
do you remember at the time we talked about the fact that we could charge for that theoretically, right? Now, here's the thing. Here's why I won't be doing Apple Podcast subscriptions, because it's limited to Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. So if you wanted to, so you, they can only access your show or through pay that app for your show through Apple Podcasts. So if you want to, you like at the moment our show is free, so it's available on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Pocket Casts, everywhere,
Spotify.
So and spot ours is on Spotify too, of course, and other areas, other avenues. So if you decide to go subscription. Charge people money. You're gonna, saying you're gonna cut your audience out.
Yes.
Right.
Now, to be clear,
that's
Apple
a big move, eh?
Is by far the most dominant podcast platform on the planet.
Of course, yeah.
Ours is like 90% Apple. But you've always got to remember, like Spotify is spending millions of dollars building their platform.
But they're buying shows, like exclusive stuff. So if just like iHeartRadio and all these
other
ones.
If they build their platform, we want to make sure that a rising tide lifts all boat. We just want to be a little boat, little dinghy down in the harbour. I want our boat, our dinghy rising.
Course.
While the Queen Mary comes into, good on them, right? Joe Rogan's the Queen Mary. We're a little dinghy. That's fine.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with the strategy is it's very exclusive. But
what happens to platforms? Like let's use Wooshka as the example, right? So we
but someone has to host it. That's Wooshka's a hosting platform.
Okay, right. And you can then, but that would then. I wonder what. So will you have to remove your stuff from Wooshka then to go subscription? Will you have to put it directly to Apple's platform?
No, so we don't technically know how it works yet.
Yeah.
It may well be that it's kind of like it's a tick box like the private feed. It's a technical change that you happen in your RSS feed. Because remember,
I'm sure they're working on it.
A podcast, and I remember explaining this to Ralph Tucker, who was looking to create a podcast, and I needed to get a bit of pen and paper, and this was back before Wooshka existed, and saying, a podcast is just an MP3 file.
Yeah,
and it's a piece.
And it's a link to an MP3 file.
It's an MP3 file,
and
then there's an RSS feed file which tells whatever it is, a browser or a podcast app, what files are available, and it sends them to you. And if you choose to subscribe to that RSS file, any updates to that come through to your app, right? That's all it is.
Yep.
And so, what is Apple doing? Are they creating an extra tag in the RSS file, the existing RSS file? You know, there's so many things to unpack there. We don't know because it can't be a public. See, an RSS file is public. You can view anyone's and you can see the audio source file. But if the audio source file sits behind a paywall, where is it living? Is it living at your host like Libsyn or Wooshka, or is it living at Apple? Big difference.
True, huge
change to the industry. And, mate, while I think there will be big creators that embrace it, you know, NPR and that are talking about it, I just think that the feedback I'm seeing from people is, well, it's either maybe I'd pay for it, but I better not have ads. Remember the old Foxtel argument? I'm paying for it and there's still ads.
Yeah.
They never said they were going to be ad-free.
But that's an alternative to it. So you can maybe have it so that you're paid or get, like an app, you know, sometimes you download the free app as ads.
Correct.
You can pay to get rid of the ads.
Right. So that's one option. Other people are like, I don't listen to podcasts to the point where I would want to subscribe.
But you know what? There's never been a better time to introduce this though, because podcasts are just taking off. In the last couple of years, would you agree that podcasts have become so much more visible
now? No doubt.
So people know what a blog. 5 years ago, people go, what's a podcast? They wouldn't know.
No.
Now, everyone's got one. They're all doing it or trying to do it. You know what I mean? There's a lot more shows out there.
Here's my number one kind of take out from it is, if you're massive, great, you can monetize.
Yeah.
But if you're niche like and small like us, I don't believe the monetization upside offsets the profits, fragmentation the downside.
Yeah, true.
That's my view.
Because didn't you say before 90% of our listeners listen through the podcast app,
correct,
the Apple app? So we wouldn't be straying too far if we decided to go all in on that.
Sure, but we would. But we would be straying
some listeners.
We would be isolating a percentage, and I don't think that's.
I've got a question too. So the podcast app, which is Apple's app,
yep,
can't have that on Android, can you?
No,
there's no Android version of that, is there?
No.
So if you're an Android user, you've got to just go Podbean, Pocket Cast, other things.
So does Apple release, like they have Apple Music, do they release a podcast app for? Because remember, the app's also changing. They're completely kind of redesigning it so that it's got more of a browse and discover feature. I reckon that's a possibility,
though. I reckon they'll do that.
Yeah.
Because you think about, well, podcaster wants an audience.
Yeah.
And plus, Apple's going to clip the ticket.
Yeah.
So they don't want to limit
that. In the same way that they want to make sure you can get Apple Music that way.
Although there's no App Store on Google, is there? Like that,
but that's okay. Apple Music is in the Google Play Store.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Podcast apps can be in the Google Play Store.
Yeah, I reckon because that's how it's going to work. Typical Apple model. So 70-30 split the first year and then 85-15 the second year, apparently, from then on. So it's going to be a revenue stream for Apple. So don't think you're not going to be giving over some of the that's their commission.
Yeah.
So
although remember the App Store thing, didn't they cut commissions to almost zero for people earning under $1 million or something?
Yeah, it was. I think it was cut down to 15% instead of 30.
Well, so wouldn't they do the same for podcasters?
I'm not sure. My info is that the first year it's going to be 70-30 split. Second year onwards, it's 85-15 split.
Right.
Yeah. So there's still Apple is taking their cut. As they do, no surprise.
Yeah,
they're a business. That's how it works.
I like the way they're thinking, but they don't own podcasts. It's tough. Well, they essentially
invented them. Yeah,
they did. I get that.
Yeah,
but you can't de-democratize. You know, like you can't.
Yeah.
You can't take something that's an open, neutral, net neutral
you can't
platform.
You can't wind it back. Correct. It's out there. Yeah, you're right. No, I agree. It's going to be an interesting one.
I'm pretty confident I can say we will not be introducing any form of paid subscription to the show.
You're talking about Two Blokes Talking Tech?
Yep.
So there was no consultation with me, mate. You just made that decision.
I said I'm pretty confident.
No, I agree with you. We would do that.
It's just not how we roll.
Yeah.
It's like paywalls, you know?
You WhatsApped me. You said, oh, we could do this for the private feed. You said straight away. Were you joking then? Or
no, that was my initial reaction.
We
now
could
that
so have it tick a box to say if you want to be on the private feed, you're going to pay.
The fullness of time.
Yeah. Would you pay for the private feed? For those who aren't in the private feed. We get the most, do you reckon we get the most feedback, more feedback from private feed?
Yes.
From the conversation we have on the private
100%.
Feed? 100%. So we could potentially, I'm just putting this out there, we could potentially record a private feed or a whole other show that's not tech. Oh, and that'd be the show people pay for.
I think that's the only possibility.
Yeah.
But then aren't we saying to the many... The people in the private feed are our most loyal listeners as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Right?
They're the super
So
fans.
How do we make sure that they don't...
They shouldn't be penalised, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. No, I'm convinced. We'll keep it free. Is that what you want to do? With the private feed?
I'm not going to call on the private feed. I don't know.
Okay. Unless we just do a whole other... We call it something different.
Yeah, we can't do a third thing.
No, it'll have to be a second thing. Anyway, we'll have these discussions off air, shall we, Trev?
Right, yeah, good times. thanks for that.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fennec.
Thanks for listening. Great to have your company. Episode 483 of Two Blokes Talking Tech. Thanks to the good people at Netgear and Arlo. We love doing this show. It's the highlight of my week.
And mine.
What are you laughing for?
Nothing. I was looking forward to doing this today.
Great. Oh, thanks,
looking
mate.
Forward to it.
I'm glad it's not tomorrow morning, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that was a great move. You just come straight from the airport, and I live 10 minutes away
given
from the airport.
Given my guts, that's what I've done.
You're giving your guts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good that you knew to come here straight after the airport, which I thought was a
ahead of seeing
smart
my children,
move.
I chose to see you.
Smart move. You can see them tomorrow, mate.
Oh, that's fine.
You can see them all weekend.
That'll be all right.
They're not going anywhere.
Nah, I'll see them tomorrow. Sweet. No drama. It's all good.
All good. Did they miss you? Did you call them?
Yeah, I called them. Did you call them around? I pull up around the corner and call them before I pulled into the driveway.
A FaceTime call?
No.
Just an audio call?
Yeah.
And your missus wasn't involved there then?
Yeah, she was in the background going, right, get off.
Okay. To you or to the kids?
To everyone. Yep.
Okay, get off. I'm watching The West Wing. What was
she saying? See you, gorgeous. Bye. Love you, Harry. Love you too, Dad. Love you, Manda. Right, get off. Yep, it was good. It was really...
Did you tell her you loved her?
So? Yeah, real typical chat.
Did she respond?
No.
She doesn't say I love you too?
No.
Ever?
Oh, mate, that's a bit deep.
Come on, mate.
Not regularly, no.
Okay.
It's not how we roll.
Yeah. You throw the L word out there occasionally, don't you?
Yeah,
you
I'm big on it.
You got to.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yep. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fennec.